We are learning the Heilige Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. And the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, this is my shtender over here. I put a shtender up just to make it easier for me to read. So, pardon my shtender. And we're speaking about what it means to be a chassid. Last week, it was a beautiful, beautiful idea. We spoke about what a chassid is, not trying to be mevatel one word of Torah. People think chassidim, they don't really learn. Says, that's not my chassidus. At least that's not the chassidus that the Piasetzna is talking about. The chassidus is when a person's not learning. Everyone's got moments when they're not learning. What are you supposed to do with those moments? The chassidus says you're supposed to infuse those moments with dveikas and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Make those moments, moments that are going to create his skarvus. They're going to create his slavos. That's what chassidus is. That's all it's saying. And therefore, chassidus is not coming to try to in any way diminish, that's the word I was looking for. Diminish Torah. Adirabo, the Adirabo. The Hasidus is trying to build Torah. And if in the Doris Hashel Fanenu, it wasn't less Fanei Torah, so then Atabador Hazeh, we see clearly that there's even more Bnei Torah amongst the Hasidim than others. And here we are in Daf Kuf Beis in the new printing of the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim, and he says, Kiloimer. Bedor Hazeh, Hayoyed Rachman Litzlan. We're going through Yeridus. We're going down. We're losing people. Loi Nifchas Kolkach Mispar Bnei HaTorah. And there isn't a diminishing so much of the number of Bnei Torah. V'lo Yigdo Kolkach Mispar Misrachekim. And there isn't a increase of the ones that are being distant from Hashem. Umitarasoi. Mibein Ador HaTorah B'machna Chasidim. Chassidus was meant to preserve Torah. It was meant to preserve Torah. That's what it did. Yerei Shamayim built the chassid. I heard it from one person who was not even a chassid. He even admitted. Sha'amar shebe polin, ha-chassidus oid mekayemes es ha-Torah. Ve'avoides Hashem. I remember one time, I was on a plane. I was a young bacher. And I was carrying a Gemara. I don't know why I had a Gemara. I guess I was trying to learn on the plane. Anyway, this guy who's standing there, he's not wearing a yarmulke. And he says to me, what are you learning? And I tell him, I don't remember what the Masech was. And he starts hacking me and learning. I was like, what in the world is going on? The guy's not wearing a yarmulke. And he's like, yeah, I'm conservative. He said, you think that we're not interested in Torah? We want to conserve the Torah. You know what conserve means? To conserve means we want to preserve the Torah, we want to keep the Torah. I was like, really? That's very interesting. But proven very wrong. You messed up royally. Because if you look at the numbers, how many people from the conservative movement like stayed in the fold? Now, conservative, when they first opened, they're like, look what a great idea this is. Look how many Jews we have in the conservative movement. But their numbers are shrinking, my friends. And even though when they started out, they were feeling very proud of the fact that there have many more conservative Jews than Orthodox Jews, but it's a sinking ship. It's a failed experiment. Chassidus, on the other hand, Chassidus, which was started with the purest of intentions, is a successful experiment. Chassidus is thriving. Their connection to Torah is getting stronger. So therefore, Chassidus is tako mekayim the Torah. Umikol shchem atem talmidim vasikim kasher tachaziru ateres haChassidus liyoshna. When you can return the crown, the glory of Chassidus to its place, v'tashuvu liyos min haChassidim harishonim, and be like the original Chassidim, believe Mishkan Hashchina. V'nishmas Yisrael chaya, with a heart that's the Mishkan of the Shechina, with a neshama that's alive, u'boira, and it's burning, belapid eshal mayla. You know, because Chassidus also has taken a hit. And even in the Chassidish world, they've said that Chassidus is no longer what Chassidus used to be. The problem is when it all becomes about the externals, when Chassidus all just comes about, we become part of the establishment. The whole idea of Chassidus was kind of like, I'm not going to say anti-establishment, but it was a revolution. And with many revolutions, what happens is the revolution ends up becoming the establishment. Now, there's such a concept called a Gevorener Chassid. What does it mean, a Gevorener Chassid? That means he's not really authentic Chassidish. He's a good foreigner. He's new to the fold. You know, he's a Harry. That's the way Hasidim call Harry's Gavorin or Chassid. My friends, all Hasidim are Gavorin or Chassidim. The Rebbe Rebbe Melech was a Gavorin or Chassid. The Mesut Magen was a Gavorin. Everyone was Litvax. No one was Hasidish. Hasidus is a revolution. That's what it is. So how they created this idea? Oh, he's not like a real Chassid. What does that mean? What in the world does that? You know what that means? Hasidus lost a little bit. Something got lost. The idea of the spirit of Hasidus. This idea of the newness, the freshness of Hasidus. And what the Piesetzner is saying over here is we have to bring back what Hasidus is not a long coat, and it's not about pious. That's not even Hasidus. And I can tell you that, you know, I happen to have, Baruch Hashem, I have a lot of interaction with Hasidish of Bachrim. You know, years ago, we announced that we're opening Hasidish Yeshiva, and we did. You don't know much about it, but I interact with these Hasidish of Bachrim. And in some ways, many of them are more Hasidish than they are. Even though they dress Hasidish, they talk Hasidish, and maybe they make fun of, you know, people like me. But the real Hasidus is, it's about something that's in your heart. It's not a way to walk the walk and talk the talk. That's not what it is. It's not going to Tish. These are all things that we do, but Hasidus is a feeling. And truth be told, the only reason why, it's hard for me to know because I'm not, but I think the only reason why I'm not like a full-blown Hasid is because I have my own Messiah from my father. My father's Osayin Gazon is not Hasidish. But, you know, I would opt into Hasidus. These boys I speak to many of them. Many of them would opt out of Hasidus. They can't. They feel stuck. What are they going to do? They're going to have fights with their families and this and that. He's not really Hasidish. He's a faker. Now, I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that we lost the heart of Hasidus, the spirit of Hasidus. Says the Piesetzner, let's bring back the spirit of Hasidus. I don't even know if he means that we have to bring back, that any of us have to put on a reko, and we have to Reb Shlomo Freifeld, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Levracha, he was very into his Talmidim, learning Yiddish, putting on strimals, and he was like really making them into full Hasidim. I'm maybe like a step removed from that. I'm saying let's have the heart of Hasidus. Let's have the spirit of Hasidus. Let's daven with his slavos. Let's feel real strong connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to take the time to be able to really like connect. This is what Hasidus is about. And he says that that's what we're going to do. And we have to return the glory of Hasidus. Aleichem ve'al k'yoytze v'chem. On you and people like you. HaChasidus machazeres. Hasidus screams out. Mi l'Hashem elai. Who is to Hashem is for me. And not only the number, the quantity of people is going to get bigger. There'll be more Bahrain. That if there's people that are enthusiastic and they're sincere, that's going to become contagious. And the number of Bahrain Yisrael that are going to be misnadev, that are going to volunteer to learn Torah and Avoida, is going to get bigger. Rakam erech kamos. The echos haTorah, bechol bachar. Also, the quality. You know, we see so many people learning Torah, but the quality of learning Torah, there's something missing, and we want to bring back the sincere quality of Torah. And we do that when you see people that they mamish are inspired. You see people that they're mamish connected. They have tremendous dvekus. They're on fire. There's a slavos to learn Torah. That's Hasidus, and we bring that back. And then other people are like, wow, this is the way I want to daven. This is the way I want to learn. I'm committed. I'm dedicated. I'm willing to make the sacrifice. B'chol bakar, b'chol ish, tisrabena utigadlena. It's going to get more and it's going to get bigger. I've seen it happen myself. You know, when I had a chabur in the Mir Yeshiva, right before I opened the yeshiva, I'll tell you something personal. I had in the chabura a yid who was over 90 years old. He was in my shir. I think he was around 92. I don't recall. If I try hard, I might be remembering his name. He used to sit in my shir like this with his hand because he was hard of hearing. And I remember I told the Olam I'm giving Bechina, and the Bechina is mandatory. And he came over to me and he said, Rabbi Santer, I think I'm going to have to leave this year because my memory is not so good and I don't think I can take the test. So I told him, don't worry about it. You take the test. It's okay. Whatever you get, it's, you know, you might as well take. Anyway, I remember when I gave back the Bechinas and he got a 92 or something. He was so happy. We were dancing with him. It was mamish. It was unbelievable. Anyway, this was happening while I was contemplating opening the yeshiva. So one of the people who I was misyayitz by was by this event where I was giving back the tests. It was one of my friends making a siyum, whatever it was. My chavruz making a siyum. Anyway, Kitzin, he says to me, you cannot underestimate the value of having such a person in your mechitzas. The bachrim can get so much inspiration from him. And they can grow so much from having someone. Imagine that a 92-year-old man comes every day to learn, sits there in the front, trying to listen carefully. He hovers over the sugyas, asking questions. He's engaged. It makes a big difference. It's going to make a big impression. And don't minimize that. And he was talking about going to opening the yeshiva and, like, you know, whether you're going to have that type of thing. So I can tell you, I think that the yeshiva has also, right now, there's a personality in the yeshiva that's making a major difference. There's a bachur that he's halachically was not Jewish. He lived away somewhere, some, you know, far off place in Brighton in England. It's an oisgevarf in a place. It's somewhere far off. And Baruch Hashem, his family's comfortable. He wasn't lacking anything physically, but he has this desire to learn. And he decided he wants to learn. He wants to become Jewish. He wants to become firm. He wants to become a Ben Torah. And he davens and he learns with so much intensity and so much kavanah. And he's trying to, like, just grab any Torah he could grab. It's inspiring. People see that. And it can change you. So if we could create a movement of these type of people, sincere, dedicated, devoted, and it doesn't have to be a person that's in the Beis Medrash. It could be a person who's working, because we know Hasidus even is relevant for people that are working. If you and your davening would be so, and people watch your davening, and they'd say, wow, that davening is so inspiring. That's contagious. It's contagious, my friends. It'll create this entire movement, this renaissance of getting back to what's important, back to our values, back to our connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to what we know is going to really make us happy in this world. We can make a revolution. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Let's make a revolution in the world. A revolution of real Hasidus. And you don't even have to put on a different type of hat. Hadabar Pashatu. It's very simple. Kiyim banu, lift our esachidav. We're coming to solve the riddle. Lama babu yisenu harabim kokach yisrabu amisrachakim. This is the big question. Kids at risk. Why are so many people leaving the fold? Milil moitar esalokenu. Why are people stopping to learn? Now, this is something else, by the way. This is the new hot, by the way. This is going to be the next hot item. Maybe it's going to be on headlines. Maybe it's going to be in Mishpacha magazine. This is not people that are, like, going off the derech, but people leaving yeshivas. The number of people that are just dropping out of yeshivas, it's a staggering number. So this is not even someone that's, like, going off the derech. He's just not interested in learning. What's the pshat in that? Torah is the foundation of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it so many people that they are loosening their hands? They don't want to work. They don't want to work in learning Torah. It's unbelievable. They're lazy, they're tired, they're slapping their feet. And in that place, they're in yeshiva and they're saying, it's too hard, I'm too tired. And then they go and they work like ferrets, they look like horses. They go out there and they're working. So what's the pshat in that? Afata be'es ha-mashber. Even now in the times when there's a financial, he was dealing with financial crisis. Shekvar nochnu gam kulam adas. She'ein ha-malocha v'lo ha-mischor ma'asrim. That it's not going to be the work, it's not going to be the business that's going to make you wealthy. We've seen so many people in the economic downturn, says the Piasetzner Rebbe. Fancy jobs, big degrees, didn't help them out one little bit. There's people that are hungry and thirsty. There's people right now that don't have anything to do. They're sitting at home. I was just talking to someone today, sitting at home. He's telling me, like, I'm just reading the newspaper all day. It's like, hello? What about learning Torah? It's harder for them. What's the pshat of this? And they leave behind the work, the investment in Torah HaKdoisha, and they'd rather run to do work with concrete, physical, back-breaking labor. If we want to understand this bizarre thing, loma imponderable, it's a good thing to say, loma gam b'nei Torah, u'mikoshken avreichem gam b'nei Torah, anechlasim l'mischa, what is it that you have people? And this is already something that people do talk about. The people, they were b'nei Torah, and they're even avreichem, and they go out to work, and it's like their priorities out the window. They know the Medrash. Listen to what it says in Eicha, because maybe you don't know, but you should know this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometime will forgive a person for doing very, very terrible sins. He will not be mavater, someone that is like disgusted with Torah. People, still it's happening. Even though people know that. What is going on? It could be they're very careful about other Averas. But when it comes to Torah, they're not learning Torah. So we got to understand this phenomenon. Torah is our lifeline. Torah is the elixir of life. Or better said, Torah is life itself. So how is it that people, b'nei Torah, they go out to work and then they just forget about their priorities? How is it that people that are leaving yeshiva in droves? What is going on? Azroyim shahadavar hu mipnei. What's the reason? Shahateva ha'ish hu sheyoyser mima shekoyach. The Rebbe is brilliant, my friends. Leave alone, you know, all the Torah and Musar, the psychology that's in the Sefer. It's so brilliant. Says the Rebbe, more than what a person's strength, physical strength, is what carries him. His mind. And his pleasure is what carries him. Havoyde shenana mimenu. Someone does avoyde that he enjoys. Or he thinks he's going to enjoy. That gives him energy. L'avda b'koyved pi asara v'yoyser. He can work 10 times as hard. Me'asher avoyde ha'chi kama. She'ein nana mimenu. If he doesn't enjoy it and he doesn't know he's going to get anything out of it. If you take a person and his job is, he uses one of those sickles, I think it's called. He harvests wheat. And you want him to swing his cherma. And there's no wheat there. He's just swinging back and forth, back and forth. The ain said there's no grass of Neliktar, the fun of Liktar. Can't do it even for half an hour. He I'll get tired. The satisfaction that he has from the fact that he's reaping a harvest that gives him strength. We know when people they go on what are those things called, treadmills. So so they have these programs that you're like, you're gonna go, you're gonna do for this long, and they show you and you. And you know, I know when I like to go walking around and do programs, I like to give myself a destination. Why? Because if you don't have a destination, you just don't have the drive to do it. Okay, I'm done, I'm tired. The person needs to feel like he's going somewhere, he's doing something, not just stop swinging in the wind. So therefore, if he knows that he's like, okay, I'm reaping a harvest over here, the entire day, he's got a finish line. So I'm going to learn Torah, and his heart, his soul is dry. He's only going to learn Torah. What do I got to gain out of this Torah? If he wants to do it, because he wants people to respect him or whatever else he's going to get out of it. Being that lida, people don't have the right respect for Torah. So people don't gain that much. Now everybody said, this is not the same as in our generation where there's plenty of people that are, you know, you go to Kailal, you get your shver, gives you a car, he buys you a house, you got all that. So a lot of people are maybe in it for the wrong reasons. But back in the day, when there's an economic downturn, lots of people jumping ship. Because, I'm not going to get a nice house or a nice car, forget it. I'm covered like Dennis, mate. And now people making fun of people that are learning. The younger generation. Even if anyone wants to learn, and then perhaps he's going to get tired. He gets dried out. He doesn't enjoy it, and he doesn't know what he's getting at. He's only learning superficially. He's lacking anything to give him the oimets, the strength, to go deeper. And instead of digging deeper in his learning, he chooses. Then he thinks he's going to get something out. If people don't appreciate how special Torah is, people don't know why they're learning Torah. And I have to, you know, you have to be careful with what exactly that means, why you learn Torah. But people don't, they don't have a conviction. Let me say it that way. They don't have a conviction to learn Torah. So when it gets rough, so they pack out. But if a person has, what Chassidus is trying to instill inside of us, is a dedication and a devotion and a slavos and a fire. And then he's going to learn to her and he feels like he has a conviction to learn. Even when it gets hard. But this is something that is important to me. Not because I'm gaining money, because I'm going to get a rich rare, because I'm going to become famous, because I'm going to get a shteller, not that. Because I'm connected to Borei Olam. Nothing is going to break that connection. Rabbi said, to become great in learning, it's hard work. That's what it is. I recently, don't remember who told me this. I think it's someone from the Zoom. I'm almost positive it's someone from the Zoom. And he told me that someone said, he was in the same class as Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Agoin, Agodo. That's Messiah Kol Torah Kula every single year. And he said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to be in the back of the class. He was not a super student. We used to laugh at him. We used to laugh. And he said, now he's laughing at us because he worked like a mule, like a donkey. Yisachar, Chamar, Karim. And that is a chassid. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a chassid. The Vilna Goyin was called ha-chassid mi Vilna. Chassidus is a person that he's not doing it because he feels he has to do it. He's doing it because he loves to do it. And then he's going to do it even when it's rough, even in the tough times. So my friends, for example, Beryl Pavarsky said this in a shmooze. I guess that's where I heard it from. My friends, rough times now. Coronavirus, difficult. Spend hours on Zoom, like just looking at this teeny little screen. It's rough times. If we're just doing this because we feel like, you know, we're going to get something to gain out of it. After a while, we're like, you know, to heck with this. Let me just go to college. Let me just bail out. Let me just go zone out. We have to make sure that we have the ahava, the dveikus, the chasidus, and we know that this is something that we're committed to and we're dedicated to it. And then even though it's rough, we'll be laughing in the end. B'ezras Hashem, Mitzvah D'Shemaya,